calls DuPont. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws. Then I'm calling out, hell, kitty, kitty. While I'm the one that's ready to bounce, how could such a cute puss be so dangerous? It's a naughty thought to count.
The views and opinions expressed on the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City do not necessarily reflect those of Birkin Broadcasting or its affiliates. Calypso, Alexia, and Sierra are personalities put on for your entertainment. Their stories are real. Their language is explicit. Their behavior is outrageous. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. Straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra, Calypso, and Alexia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Boy.
That didn't turn out quite what I wanted it to.
I know, it's not, and maybe it's because Calypso's not here.
It could be.
We're missing our Calypso because she's sick. Thank goodness she stayed home.
Right? Except that I live with her, so I'm probably going to get the swine flu,
oh,
too.
Oh, crappy.
My kid's been coughing for 2 days.
So, you sent me this picture my phone of a deer of lights.
Sniffing the butt of another deer. And that was
another made of lights.
I was standing in line to see Santa Claus at the Magical Forest and snapped that photograph and sent it to you.
That and then the little tagline you put with it was, smells like peppermint.
I thought it was great.
That's funny.
Yeah, it totally reminded me of a, I was catching up on my erotica. Uh-huh. I read a regular erotica online magazine every month.
Really? Well,
of course, I'm a kinky nerd. and this Christmas, they're doing big Christmas erotica stories, which is hilarious. And there's one about this chick that was masturbating with a candy cane. And that totally just reminded me of that story. I was like, it smells like peppermint.
I wonder if they have douches that smell like that.
I don't know.
Douches have, like, gone out the wayside. Nobody uses them anymore.
It's because they're not good for you.
Well, I know. I remember all the hype about, it's not good for you. It tears out the interior walls of your uterus and all that kind of crap, so.
That and it gives you yeast infections.
They still sell them, though.
Oh, yeah, they do. And it's still Summer's Eve with the same lady from 1966 on the cover. I'm like, really? Let's update this a little. Give her some pink hair and, you know, like, flashing some gang signs and stuff. That'd be awesome.
So what have you been up to this week? How is it going with Cali Guy?
It is going really excellently, actually. Still haven't had sex with him because I'm on my period.
Bitch.
Yeah. You're starting soon. Ha, ha, ha.
Whatever. We don't hang out enough anymore, so we're not completely synced like we used to be.
Yeah, whatever.
Which is kind of freaky. Both of us PMSing at the same time. And
except I'm crying. You're yelling at people. It's right. Hilarious.
God forbid I had gum to chew or something.
Right. I actually am thinking about for Christmas getting you a pink baseball cap with rhinestones that say biatch and getting you some cinnamon gum.
Nice.
And then you can be a biatch all the time.
Right. Just I don't like cinnamon, so make it peppermint.
All right. It smells like peppermint. It's going really well. Actually, last night, I don't know what came over me, but I was driving to work and I'm like, I don't have my kid this weekend and I don't really want to go home after work, and I just want to relax. It sure would be nice to go out and have a cup of coffee with Cali Guy. And so I called him on my way to work, and I'm like, hey, do you want to get some coffee with me after work in the morning? He was like, yeah. And I'm like,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Duh. Like, awesome.
Well, that's cool. You know, there are some women who don't mind having sex while they're on their period.
I do mind.
Okay.
It's like... It's not pretty. It's
do it
like,
in the shower.
Pink water all around my feet. That's gross. It's gross. Can you imagine what it's like? Okay, normal girls having sex on their period. It's just kind of bloody, a little messy, you know, whatever. Now imagine me, the gusher extraordinaire, having sex on my period. Crap.
What the hell are you doing?
Sorry.
Oh, I see.
I'm logging into Ustream so I can talk to all of our fine fans. And
but you got it playing in the background, so I can hear myself now.
You can hear yourself now. I turned it off. There you go. That's awesome. Hello. So, yeah, imagine me on my period and then having... Will you stop that?
I'm with you. I don't do it on my period either.
Yeah, no.
It's just, it freaks me out a little bit, yeah.
It's a mess you got to clean up, and I'm like, I already have a huge mess to clean up after I have sex.
Well, when I donate blood, I don't even watch them. I turn my head, you know?
Oh, I watch them, because those fuckers will fuck you up if you're not paying attention. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, I don't let them do it to my arm, because I'm fat. And it's hard to find the veins, so I just hand them my hand. Here, take it from there.
Yeah.
I don't even let them dig around in there. I remember one nurse, she dug around in there for like ever. It was like...
Oh. And then you have that huge bruise on the inside of your arm, yeah. And it hurts every time you bend your elbow. Like, really? What are you looking for? Gold? Get out of there.
So what else did you guys do this week? It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. We had a date, like an official like dinner date and then making out afterwards.
Nice.
And totally made out for like 4 hours on his mom's couch. Which is hilarious.
Well, that's awesome.
And then we email each other.
And this was like, I think I remember you telling me it was pretty heavy making out.
Oh, yeah. Very, yeah. Very heavy. Like, if I hadn't been worried I was starting my period any minute now, we totally would have had sex and I'd have just missed my anniversary by a couple of hours.
But you did. You made it to your 1 year celibacy anniversary.
I did.
Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Fuck off. Because as soon as my anniversary hit, blammo, period, you have to wait another week. Really?
Right?
You cocksucker. Fucking Aunt Flo. Bitch. So anyway, Cali Guy and I email each other every day, at least once or twice a day. Because
right.
I trying to talk to me over text is ridiculous, especially since I sleep at odd times and whatever. Anyway, so he and I talk about my pussy a lot and my boobs because, face it, we're both a bunch of horny, kinky fuckers. And everyone who listens to the show knows that I call my baby Mango.
I saw the picture change on Facebook.
He sent me a picture of a juicy mango, and so I totally put it up on Facebook. I told him I was going to.
That's awesome.
Anyway, he was talking about, I emailed him some erotica. he just sent me another email. Damn it, I haven't read it yet. I'm not responding to that just yet. Anyway, I wrote some erotica and I sent it to him, and I'm going to read it to you guys.
Okay.
So, and then I'll read you his response.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Hold on, I'm pulling it up here.
Is it taking forever?
Nope, I got it. All right, ready? I got to get into production mode here.
Okay.
I'm just so damn eager to stretch out underneath you, naked, panting, and sweaty. I want to feel your hands sliding all over my body. I want to feel your fingers press deep inside me, slowly stroking my G-spot till I flow with pleasure. I want to feel your tongue run from my lips to my nipples and down to my sensitive belly button and then lower still to my sweet little pussy. I want to hear you drinking my cum. Yeah, isn't that awesome? I want to kiss you and taste myself on your lips. I want to feel that instant of hesitation before you enter me. The rhythm slow at first, long, easy strokes that take you to the hilt into my pussy. The speed, because the need is there. The speed building slowly till we reach that frantic pace, warm, sweaty skin sliding and slapping together. I love that alliteration there that I totally did.
You're supposed to just read the damn
Sorry.
Poem. No comments.
Where was I? Warm, sweaty skin sliding and slapping together, moans and dirty little nothings filling the air. The scent of a well-fucked cunt permeating the room. I want to come on your cock and feel it slide down the back of my ass to create a warm, wet spot. I want to feel you fill me. I want to watch you as you finally release and spray me with your hot seed. I want to clean you up with my mouth and taste our combined flavors. Then I want to pull the covers up, turn the lights off, cuddle up into you, and fall asleep in your arms. Yeah, it was pretty good.
I guess you were inspired.
I was horny. Yes, very. And he says, ahem, well. And at the end of that,
really?
I said...
Really, does it start? Ahem, well?
Yes. I said, try that on for size. And he says, ahem, well, that fits just fine, young lady. And I read that young lady part. We know about the age difference between
right?
the two of us. And I went, whew. I was like, that's kind of kinky. And I told him that. And then there's some other stuff about my birthday and what we did. And he says, I can't wait to come and come and come until you are drained and the mango meter reads E. I read mango meter and I fell out of my chair laughing. I thought that was hilarious.
That is hilarious. It's not poetic to match yours, but
no, but it was good. I told him that was the most erotically funny thing I've ever heard. Mango meter.
That's great. So you guys are getting along really good.
We are getting along really good. I'm really kind of creeped out by how well we get along.
Why? Why are you creeped?
Well, because you know me. I mean, shit, I haven't actually dated anyone in, what, a year? And then the first guy I do actually, quote unquote, date is fantastic. And now I'm freaked out by it because I don't want to move too fast. I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to move too slow.
Right. I understand.
I don't want to be that.
It's that unknown factor of a new relationship. Where is it going to go?
What is going to happen? Especially since he doesn't actually live here. He lives in California.
And our track record.
Yeah. Our track record is not good. Like, I mean, never have sex with him. Because apparently that's like the death sentence is to have sex with me. And then you disappear from the face of the planet.
You know, they probably get freaked out that your butt is completely clean. Like I do.
My butt, because my butt is clean, because I don't have a dirty butthole, they get freaked out. What is that about?
It's like the blinding sun when you look at your ass.
I don't even bleach it. It's just naturally clean.
I know.
It's because I wash my ass.
Freaky.
It's not freaky.
It's not normal for a 30-year-old to have an ass that clean.
I'm 30. Whoa.
31. Right.
I can't say it. Like, people ask, how old are you now? I'm 31. Like, I had no problem with 30. I turned 31 and I'm like, 31.
A fuck and a yo.
Right. A kiss of my sweet little ass.
That's right.
Clean, sweet little
ass. That's right. Well, my ass is clean too. It's just brown.
Well, that's because you are Asian with the olive toned skin. Hello.
But still, the ass crack is darker than my butt cheeks.
Well, I shave.
Which is actually pretty damn white for an Asian.
Yeah, your ass is pretty white for an Asian. I shave my butt crack because I have a really hairy ass crack.
Okay, that's TMI.
Yeah. It's the curvaceous bounty of Sin City. There is no such thing as TMI on this show. Unless you're talking about pooping on people, and that's just TMI.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, we don't like that much here either.
No, that's gross.
The voice that you hear in studio, we have two guests in studio for the entire show, and this is Jenny Heineman and Jennifer Reed, right?
Hello, yes.
And they're here from Desiree Alliance and Swap LV,
yes.
And we're going to be talking to them later in the show, but as always, anybody who's in studio gets to talk to us during the whole show. Put in your 2 cents whenever you like, and... Did you guys do any dating this week? Are you single? Are you both single or married or?
Single.
Single?
Yes.
Are you dating at all?
No, not well. Not exactly. Once in a while. I'm a PhD student, so I pretty much date my books. So.
Hey, that's the way to go. I figured, you know, Sierra is going to be starting college here next year, and we're excited about the sex stories that she's going to be getting from college. Not like that at all.
It depends on, it depends on what level of school and how much you're taking and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
At a graduate level, PhD level.
There's no such thing
good
as
luck.
Sex.
Yeah, fit it in somehow. Meet someone that's not intimidated by your schooling and all that fun stuff. It's a big mess. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be a full-time civil engineering student living at home with my mom. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of booty going on.
I'll make sure to stock up on the little vibrators for you.
Oh, thank you, because I destroy
batteries.
Those poor things.
I'll keep like 5 or 6 in a cabinet. They're pretty cheap.
Unless Cali Guy makes frequent trips down here.
There we go.
That would be awesome.
So, you go to sexuality conferences. I went to one recently, and they had a bowl of vibrators at the desk when you registered.
Where's this at?
It was in Henderson for Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality Conference, and when you registered, they had a bowl of vibrators up front, and they would give you some vibrators. They were pretty awesome.
We are so doing that for our parties.
Right? Come to the next Curvaceous Bounty Party and get a free vibrator. Awesome as that.
Love it. So I had a pretty decent week.
Sex and baking?
No. Family. Lots of family stuff.
Oh, that's right. Your dad was in town from Florida.
Right. Which was very interesting. Nice visit after not seeing him for many years. But I did get a bunch of old pictures, which I love.
But no naked old pictures, which would have been awesome. You as a kid naked, that would have been great.
Well, yeah, there's my brother and my sister in the bathtub. The classic bathtub picture with the bubbles, you know?
Right.
No, I'm not naked, but I'm always smiling like this. With the big teeth, smiles, and all the pictures. It's crazy.
Your sister hasn't changed from the day she was born to today. She's the exact same face, just so you know.
So that was a lot of fun. And then I spent last night, I think it was last night, babe? Last night with my mom. And we made another video of her cooking some meatball soup.
Monkey ball soup.
That's right.
Awesome. I can't wait for that.
And so that Mike and I, of course, had great sex this week. As always. And the Greek G, remember the Greek G who was on the show?
Yes.
Kiki, the Greek gangsta. She invited us out to the Olympic Gardens.
Ooh.
Where we went to go watch some fabulous, gorgeous dances.
Didn't Silent Mikey go with you?
Yes, he did.
Did you watch Fabulous Gorgeous Dancers downstairs? Or you wanted to slit your wrists? You poor baby. Did you get a little package waggle in the face, or did you sit far away from the stage? You got to cup something? No. No, it sucks.
Did you grab some ass? No. Did they grab your ass? Oh. He went downstairs. Some of the Kiki's assistants and some of the gentlemen that were in her entourage, they went downstairs, and as soon as he got down there, he was... They were on him.
Chicks like white on rice. Right? Because you look like a big papa. You look like a big old sugar daddy.
Oh, he had on the tie. The tie. Yeah, he looked really
okay,
good.
Yeah, that's why. And you looked like a big G.
So he comes back upstairs and he's playing video games in the back, in the dark, in the corner. Playing bubbles.
That's funny.
And there's even one point where he shows the screen of his phone to Kiki's assistant and says, "What am I supposed to do with 5 QUs? And she's like, "You're playing video games?
Dude, you totally need to download Angry Birds for your phone. That'll definitely kill hours of time at the strip club."
Well, once he did that, she told him about her favorite video game on the phone. So they geeked out a little bit. Great.
That's great.
I took a bunch of pictures. I Twittered them all night. There was one where Kiki was getting a lap dance, and it was hot from our favorite stripper.
The stuttering egomaniac?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's fantastic.
Still looks exactly the same. It's been like a year and a half. Looks exactly the same. Hasn't changed at all. He's got a few new moves in his dancing. So it's a lot better. And
it's a little less 1992 boy band dancing and a little more 2010.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's awesome.
And Calypso, of course, fell in love with one of the most gorgeous guys there.
Was he?
Very Super Bowl Sunday-ish.
Really?
Right. Very handsome.
All I could hear about was juicy lips all night. Apparently there
couldn't
was juicy
dance
lips everywhere.
Worth a damn.
Oh, was that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out with the straw hat on. Very good looking. Very good looking. Nice body. Teased her all night long on purpose.
Of course.
Right.
Bastards.
Right. And my favorite Hawaiian was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
With all the tribal bands and stuff? Oh, that's sexy.
I love watching men dance.
Isn't it great?
You know, I go so back and forth on the objectifying of men because they do it to women, but god damn it, they're good looking.
Right? So we can't bitch, like, really.
No.
Because... No. Male strippers are awesome.
Right. And then at the OG, they let you touch their chest and everything and their thighs. And oh, my.
And they lick you.
I believe Calypso did get licked.
Yes.
Yes.
I think when we went there for her birthday, we all got licked. At least
once.
Yeah,
it was so much fun. So much fun. Lots of dollars flying around. And they had a three-time stripping champion on stage. I can't remember his name. I think it was Andre, but we called him Jacob because he was short and compact.
He looked like Jacob.
But he was doing flips. You know, and I realize most girls love strippers who are acrobatic.
Yes.
He was doing flips and backflips and cartwheels and all this great acrobatic stuff. And the girls were going absolutely nuts. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I was calculating it, and at about the time that Calypso was stuffing her first dollar bill into a banana hammock, I was getting bit by a dog. Yeah, I got bit the other night.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, little fucker.
Are you trying to fuck up my story? What?
No, I'm just saying, I was calculating, like, you guys are having this awesome time stuffing dollar bills down G-strings, and I'm dealing with nasty little evil dogs who bite me.
Right.
Fuckers.
So we're getting ready to leave. And I go to gather my honey, you know, my silent Mike who's sitting in the corner, and such a great boyfriend he is. And as beautiful as those strippers are, I still love the steel monkey butt.
Right.
Right. And I was looking, and
it's
said, you know.
It's the furriest, hardest ass you have ever seen.
Nice.
And one of the things I think most women do is as soon as they see, even if it's in real life, you see a guy who's got the perfectly chiseled, you know, facial structure and everything, and the perfect hair, or the blonde, and the blue eyes, and the lashes. The first thing you think with a guy who's cut like that, you know, that looks like strippers is pretty boy.
Douchebag. That's the first thing I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is
yeah.
pretty boy. Oh, he's such a pretty boy. Probably not that smart. That's the first thing you think. Right?
Come to find out they're like double PhD students, right? And stuff. It's awesome.
And I was telling Silent Mike that I thought he was a man's man, you know, like lumberjack hauling deer out of the forest with the hunt kind of guy. And
skinning him with his teeth and buck knife.
Right. So, I mean, there's a huge juxtaposition, but they, you know, you need them all.
Yeah.
You need every single kind.
Oh, well, there's a few we could do without. Absolutely a few we could do without. Especially some of those douchebag pretty boys. Do we have a caller on the line?
I believe it's Calypso. Calypso, is that you?
It is. It's me, guys.
Hey, sweetheart.
Dude, you sound
How
like...
How are you?
You sound like you should be in some sort of quarantine ward somewhere.
I kind of feel like I should be as well.
If she comes towards your head tomorrow and starts looking for your brains, then...
I will. I'm going to go get my axe and start a swinging.
I promise I'll only do that after 10.
Thanks. I'd like to get some sleep.
How are you, my girls?
Missing you, but good.
Yeah.
Glad you're not here. Thank you.
Right, right. Yeah, I figured I'd keep the wealth to myself these days.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So, you know, when we talked earlier, I lied. I said I had no update, but right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
My child won MVP award.
Oh, great.
Right.
What sport, what league?
It was just the football team for his elementary school.
His elementary school has a football team?
Yeah. All the elementary schools in town have a football team for a fourth grade team and a fifth grade team. And he's on the fifth grade team. And now he's part of the all-star team for the school district. So.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I know. I was so happy. He turned around and looked at me last night when they called his name. He had this little twinkle in his eye, and I almost cried because you guys know how stupid and goofy I get with that kind of crap. So, yeah.
That's yep. awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah, he was very excited.
Congratulations to him.
Any news on the job front?
No, nothing. Apparently, because you've been a stay-at-home mom for a while, they think that you're stupid and don't know how to add or count money or anything like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Dude,
do what?
I have an email for you about a stay-at-home mom who's out looking for her first job for the first time ever. I'm going to have to find it for you.
Okay, is it really, sad?
No, it's hilarious.
Oh, because I was going to say, my email, completely sad.
It's something about being a home economic managerial specialist or something like that.
Oh, right. See, is that how I have to word it?
Yes.
It's kind of like a janitor applying for a job in the custodial arts.
Right, the custodial arts.
Gotcha. So how was the Magical Forest tonight, Sierra?
It was excellent. My son got his picture with Santa. I'm going to put it up on Ustream here in just a second.
Right on, right on.
He's adorable.
Yay.
Can you get that? Mikey.
Oh. Yay. Oh, hi, Silent Mikey.
He says hi.
He says hello.
Okay.
He gives you a little finger wiggle.
Oh, right
get
on.
It?
Well,
okay.
It's been a minute since I've been fingered anyway, so we're good. Silent Mike.
It's been about a week for me since I've been fingered.
Right?
Since
whatever.
I've been fingered. Not since
whatever. Whatever. I can't wait till this bitch gets laid. You are going to hear some howling, and it's not even going to be a full fucking moon.
Dude, there'll be little women in Japan going, it's Godzilla, I think.
You know, I've got a few of those chairs. When they go get the motel room, I think we should set up shop and
record it.
Dude, that would be awesome, because
broadcasting
the person we're speaking of probably would be cool with that.
Broadcasting to you live.
We
from...
don't even need to broadcast it. We could just tell everybody.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We'll broadcast awesome. It over Ustream. We'll have the banner up. You can just focus on the background.
Yes.
Then everyone can just listen to us having sex.
Yes. Did you, have you told our listeners about our Olympic Gardens outage yet?
I was right in the middle of that, yeah.
Ah, ha-ha. See, there's a message in my madness. I knew I had to call.
So, Who was your, we were talking about your little hottie cowboy who couldn't dance.
Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. Yeah, we walked in and I mean, you guys, our listeners have been to the OG before, I'm sure, because if they hadn't, then they wouldn't be our listeners. But, we walk in and, Alexi and I are sitting next to each other up against the stage and I, of course, I don't know where to look first I see this guy across the stage, and I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. And then as he gets closer, I'm like, oh, my God, he's fucking hot. So he comes over, and he's got the chiseled jaw and the short hair and the little bitty sideburns. And, I mean, man boobs that are so big, they're like, it looks like a cliff before it hits his chest. And he's got this little tiny line of hair from his chest down to his crotch. And,
He waxes everywhere else except for that line.
He waxes everywhere else but that line, and then from his arms, on his arms from his elbows down. So he's, oh, God. Oh, my God, Sierra, you'd have licked
him. That's
what
she was like, oh, like, oh, God, oh,
oh. Oh, my God, that's all I could say. Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Sounded like she was having phone sex?
Holy shit. It was awesome. And our friendly neighborhood stripper, shall remain nameless. I think he's on our list.
Right.
Was still there. So, he tried to act like he didn't see us, but he couldn't avoid it once he had to get on stage. So,
but he came over and we reminisced a little bit. It was great.
Right,
it was,
right.
It was very fun to see.
He like a reunion.
I told everybody that he got some new moves and he can actually dance really well now, not just look pretty.
Yeah. He's a little bigger than he was before. He's got dark hair now. He's not blonde anymore, so...
He dyed his hair?
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
let
did.
It undye one of the two.
Yeah, right. I don't know if he was a natural blonde or bleach. I don't remember that far back because that was a year ago and I was really, really drunk.
we were all drunk.
Other than that, yeah. So anybody who's listening, go check out the Men at OG. They're
right.
Very, very pretty.
Very pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah.
And quite a few of them actually can dance, which is really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, bless his heart. There were a couple that I'm like, oh, thank God you're good looking. But, you know.
It's a good thing you're pretty.
Other than that, I mean, you know, looks will get you far in this town.
so they don't
have much to worry about. So, all right, ladies, I'm going to go. I just took some pills, so I'm going to go crash.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling
in.
We miss you.
Okay, love you guys. Miss you, too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
So, we're leaving the OG, and after I, you know, pick up my baby and everything, and we start going out, and he is following behind me and Calypso. And, of course, all the girls come to him again. Whoosh. And he looks at a couple of the girls and he points to us and he goes, you see, ladies, it would take two of you to satisfy me.
It would probably take more than two of them to equal two of you guys. So skinny little turds.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And then later on in the, I think it was this morning. No, yesterday morning. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm naked. I get out of the shower and then I air dry. I don't towel off or anything. You know, I get the stuff that's going to drip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk into the other bathroom and I brush my teeth. And I'm sitting there looking in the mirror and I'm naked, brushing my teeth. And I tried to make, especially if he's watching, so that my boobs swing because he loves that, right? And so I'm over manipulating scrubbing. Even though I have an electric toothbrush. He's standing in the doorway and he goes, such a sexy lady. And I look into the mirror and I've got toothpaste crap all coming down my chin. And I just close my eyes and shake my head and he goes, you're still sexy, baby.
You drool all coming out of your mouth. Right. Hair's all fucked up.
It's
baby,
that,
you're beautiful.
That Crest blue and white foam. Like I've got rabies or something.
Rabbit dog.
So sexy, babe. Just started laughing. It was hilarious. So that was my week. It was good. Lots of great loving with my man, as it should be. So
as it should be.
It's about time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have David Kellett on the phone, a photographer, and
he takes pictures of fat girls.
And beautiful pictures. Have you seen the pictures? Are you on his website?
No, yet.
bbwdeluxe.com. All right,
I was working on it.
We'll be right back. We're having technical difficulties with the computer here.
That's awesome.
So, the next thing that was supposed to go up was our PSA.
Which PSA?
This the is one. Alexia.
Oh, there it goes. Bastard!
It's like my Aunt Flo. She's been teasing me for 3 days before she finally started.
Anyway, it goes, this is Alexia. Sierra. Calypso Sierra.
Which one are we talking about? Is this the safe sex one?
Yes.
Do not fuck without a condom, you stupid cocksuckers.
Right. Always carry your own condoms. Women... Carry your own damn condoms.
You have Era. To. Era. That one. Sounds like I'm at a drive-thru at McDonald's. That'll be $17.95. I don't even know what I ordered yet. What? $17.95.
Maybe
just, wow. Pudding butt. He's got a BBW video.
It's Bounty of Sin City. You know that we talk a lot about the sexual encounters we've had in our dating lives.
But we wanted to let you know that all of them were safe sex encounters.
Please carry your own condoms and always be safe.
Okay, so I'm just going to turn it off.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Let it play, do its thing.
Let it figure itself out.
But you're going to have to... Why don't you talk to the ladies for a minute while I get David on the phone?
All right, you get David on the phone. So give us a really brief, because it's only going to take her like 3 seconds to get this guy on the phone. What exactly are you guys, like, what's SWP or SOP, SWOP, whatever the fuck it is.
Swap.
Swap. There we go.
Sex Worker Outreach Program. And, project, sorry, I always say program.
And what's the focus of that program?
Project.
We're a fundamental human rights of sex workers in their communities organization. We're a social justice network. We're dedicated to particularly anti-violence against sex workers.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To like, I'm trying to think. I can't think. So what kind of things do you guys do for the community, for the sex workers community?
Well, we have an event coming up on December 17th at the Erotic Heritage Museum. We're going to have a visual and a march down to the strip advocating anti-violence against sex workers.
Cool. And now, are you guys just for, like, legalized sex workers, or is it all sex workers?
No, all sex workers.
All
yes.
sex workers?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. And is this an international project, or is it just a local thing?
Yes, it's absolutely international, yes.
And who, what other, or, well, hold on.
Go
ahead? Okay.
Finish the thought.
What other countries do we have on board with this swap thing? Like, how many other people are going to be participating in this?
Oh, wow. I don't even know where to start with that. It's huge. And we just added some more countries in the past, like, day. So
wow.
It's just
I heard you mentioning, immensely. Like, Africa, some of the states in Africa.
Mm-hmm, some of the states in Africa. Nairobi, Kenya, actually, came on board yesterday. And they obtained a special permit to be able to have a silent march in the open through the community on the streets. So, I mean, that's huge, huge progress right there.
Yeah, it is.
So,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With as much oppression as women suffer over there.
Absolutely.
Just regular women.
Right, alone sex workers.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who are also regular women.
Right, well, absolutely.
Exactly.
But add an extra stigma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Being a sex worker is being one of the most honored and the oldest profession in the world, in the history of man, being a sex worker is the oldest profession.
Right.
Period. They were professional hookers before there were professional lawyers.
And a lot of those women held places of honor.
Oh, yeah.
Like the courtesans of India. Mm-hmm. I mean, kings sought them out.
Absolutely.
You know, for their princely sons or themselves, whatever.
Or their wives. Doesn't matter.
Right?
Right.
That's true, actually. A lot of courtesans would train wives to be.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We should still do that.
I think you're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
I think you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although the men need trained as well. So,
right.
If you listen to our show.
My son. I'm gonna take my son when he's 16 down to the chicken ranch. Be like, pick one out. Have fun.
No. Back in an when hour. He's 13, which is the age of reason, he goes to school with Silent Mike.
Oh, yes.
How
he's
to treat ladies.
He's got to start Silent Mike's School of Manhood.
Right. And then when he turns whatever age you want to take him down to the chicken ranch, you can do that. Whatever the legal age is down there to take a boy.
To the OG for male dancers, depending on his sexual orientation.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's true. My boy could be gay.
Which would be kind of cool.
It would be kind of cool. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Poor boy's being raised by like 700 women.
So. I know.
He's either going to be the best dude on the face of the planet ever or gay. So.
Or really screwed up.
Right.
You know, one of the things that stripper that Calypso really liked, one of the things that he said when he came over was he was true to the core jerk. Admitted it freely.
Oh, yeah.
I had no problem with it.
Yeah. He knew he was a douchebag.
Calypso was fishing around to see if he had a girlfriend. You know, oh, what's your girlfriend say about that? And he goes, I told the bitch to shut up. I'm like, oh, well, all right then. Yeah.
Alrighty then. This video's taking forever to load.
But, you know, it's just, I'm sure he was just playing the game.
Yeah. So do we?
That's pretty much what it is.
So. We ready for our guest?
Yes, we are. We have David on the phone. Hi, David.
Hi there. How are you?
Wonderful. You sound like you're in a tunnel.
That's odd. I'm not. I'm in a car.
Oh, there you are. No. That sounds much better.
Okay.
Did you have us on speakerphone?
No. I have a headset on, though. I thought that would help.
It works well. So I just sent Sierra back to your website to go look at some of the pictures on your website.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the pictures are absolutely beautiful.
I'm watching the video pudding butt right now. If I can ever get it to load.
It does take
a
little while.
Yeah. That's a favorite.
Now that you said that was your first endeavor into the video.
Yeah, I moved into a place where an incentive was they were going to give you a free HD pocket cam, and I said, well, I should do something with this. So, I tried it out. I'm not really good at the video, but
I don't know.
I think
it's kind of hot. I'm watching it right now.
One thing that I know from watching Silent Mike and from making videos myself, tripod.
Yeah.
Get a tripod with a little handle, and you'd be amazed at what you can do with a tripod, or what gets fixed with a tripod. So.
Right.
But your photography itself is wonderful. And, you know, just vlog in general, because you don't just cover your own photography, which is really great. You cover other artwork. Go ahead.
Yeah, I invite other people to submit photos. Sometimes they do. I used to have a bigger readership. It's dwindled. I used to have more time to spend on it and work on all the SEO and stuff. But I still get email and I still get submissions, and I post about items of interest.
Right. I was noticing like some of the like crafts you have. There's a doll, and it's a big BBW doll with the little pink cheeks. It's absolutely adorable, like folk art almost.
Hey, look, it's you brushing your teeth.
It's like in folk art, I think of a siren, a mermaid.
I'm particularly
that's the one.
I'm particularly fond of the guitar, the fingerboard between the boobs shot. I think that's pretty.
Oh, is that a great shot? I was so lucky to get that.
That was a good shot.
And then another great shot is the one where the girl is brushing her teeth.
Right.
I just told a story about brushing my teeth this morning, and you said
she is so cute.
And that's one of your models, right? One of your regular models.
Yeah, that's Brandy. We haven't worked together lately. She's kind of a brat. She's kind of stubborn and flaky. And stuff. So, we were supposed to do a shoot a couple of weeks ago, and then she just like ditched on me at the last hour or so. I was all packed up and ready to go. I had my car full of equipment. I was going to drive across town. I was going to bring burritos. It was going to be a great day.
I totally would have been there for burritos.
Yeah, so, thanks. I mean, I would think anybody would. Who wouldn't?
Right. So how did you get into this?
It just happened, you know. I've always chronicled. I used to journal as a kid, and I would have Instamatic cameras around and take horrible, horrible photos. And when digital started happening, I got on board with that because I was a graphic designer, and I just needed stuff to practice Photoshop on. So I started taking pictures, setting them up, and it just occurred to me that maybe I should try to learn how to work the camera one day, you know. So I started taking photos of landscapes and my friends, and it snowballed. I've always loved larger ladies, and always had a bunch of friends who were big girls, and they were hams, and it just worked out nicely.
Nice.
They loved to be photographed, and I loved photographing them.
Now, do you photograph exclusively BBW women now?
For the most part, just because they're appealing to me. And, I have the site going in that direction. And, I mean, I wouldn't rule out photographing anybody else, and I still shoot other stuff occasionally, like urban cityscape kind of crap and all that stuff. But
that's right. You said you said that you started out as an architectural photographer.
Oh no, as a graphic designer.
I see.
I used to take photos for art projects. And I did do some architectural stuff, I guess. Yeah, there's a lot of building photos and stuff. I'm into architecture without really being into it. Like I'm an armchair architectural enthusiast, I guess you could say.
An armchair architectural enthusiast. That's awesome.
Well, that's pretty. Oh, Eiffel Tower. Oh, okay.
So I have a. I just saw Sierra made me so happy, and it's not me. It's another Sierra. That's hilarious. Are you married? Do you have a wife? Does she support you in this? Are you single?
I have a significant other. I'm not married. I went down that road and it didn't work out too well.
Yeah,
but I have a significant other who is, I can't say who, but you'll see her in some of the photos. Yeah. And she's pretty supportive of it. Yeah, she's, we're always talking about the next project and what we want to do and stuff. But
do you have any upcoming projects?
Gosh, I had a couple of upcoming projects, and they both fell through, so I don't know what's on the plate next. My biggest thing is just, see, I started this job, like work, and it really kind of ruined my life. So I'm just trying to find time for it now. I'm going to redesign the site. I build sites for a living, and that's what I do at my day job, and I've learned all this cool new stuff and scripts and things that I can do. So I'm going to redesign the site a little bit. And I've got a big backlog of photos that I haven't edited and that I haven't put on the blog, but I think I'm going to make it less about a blog and more just like a photo gallery site.
Right.
So that's what's on the plate there. And I'm always recruiting or actively seeking models, but it's just been such a busy time right now. I haven't had time for it.
Well, just in case there are models in your area, why don't you give everybody your information?
Thank you. You can contact me at dk@bbwdeluxe.com.
Oh, that was easy.
that was easy.
Yeah. Yeah. The website itself is bbwdeluxe.com.
Right. And I encourage everybody just to go take a look at some of the photos on here. Because they're absolutely wonderful. One of my favorites is the one with a girl and her lips, and it just says Fat Chicks Rule.
Right?
Oh, him. Yeah. A reader of the blog sent me those pens, and I just took that photo as a way to say thank you. They're really neat pens.
And then the picture actually right below it, it's under the post called Going Underground. It's a black and white of the rolls of fat on a beautiful woman. Her hand is on her hip, and I mean, that's pretty much all the picture is, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
I'm particularly fond of the political cartoon he's got on that he posted on July 22nd. Or it says evolution in the first half of the photo. It's a skinny person worshiping a fat goddess figure, and then that's 2000 BC, I think, and then 2000 AD. It's a fat chick worshiping a sculpture of a skinny person. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, how did that happen? What's wrong with society?
Right.
I don't know what these people are thinking.
Well, your photography is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, you're far too kind.
No.
Your show is absolutely wonderful.
Yes, we know.
Well, thank you. I'll be humble. Thank you very much. I'll bet you listen to us while you're at your work too, don't you?
I sure do, yeah, and I always have to turn the speakers down.
Everybody listens to us at work. I don't get that.
I think it would relieve the monotony of the job,
probably.
That's
probably what
it is. Yeah, yeah. Of course, keeping a foot in the world of reality.
Yeah. All right, do you have any big projects coming up soon?
Well, because of work, he doesn't anymore.
Work's really pretty much ruined my life, but I'd like to think that I'm going to have the site redesigned and some more photo shoots in the near future.
Cool. Well, we hope to see some more from you.
Well, he's not very far from us. It's just down in Arizona, so we can always go visit.
We can make him do a photo shoot. We'll tie him up to the camera. We'll do his hands to the camera.
I really wanted to go there so that I could try to convince you guys to get your photo shoot on with me.
We would totally do that. There'd be no convincing needed.
Right.
We're whores.
Yeah.
We're easy. I have a camera. You want to get naked? Sure. Why not?
Wow. Never that easy. Maybe after some Jell-O shots and stock deep bombers.
Oh, I wouldn't even need jello shots. Like I said, just show up with the camera. We'll get naked.
Wow. All right, David.
Where do we come from here?
Right. Well, I wanted to say thanks for talking to us. You haven't Twittered in a while. Is everything okay?
It's the work.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, like I said, my job's really consuming my life. And I got to do something about that soon. But it's like the money's in this industry, it seems to be, for me anyway, feast or famine. And right now I'm going through a feast period.
Yeah, we're all
But I'm also missing out on sleep, and like my nerves are frayed. And, you know, I think about, maybe I should bust out a bong or something. I don't know.
You know what? Yeah. Another one of my favorite things about your site is when you go over to the area where you have your cloud of tags. It has the most popular ones in larger letters, right? And all the other ones in little letters. And these are the big ones: BBW, plus size, BBW pictures, BBW BBW, love, voluptuous, and women.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I do some SEO stuff, and I was really proud. If you type in on Google BBW love, I came up number one for a while there. I'm probably still in the top 10, but I haven't had much time to maintain that lately. But I was really proud of that for a while, number one.
That's
on Google
pretty awesome.
For BBW love.
It's good to know that there are men out there who actually appreciate the larger form, and you know, instead of treating it like a fetish, because I think a lot of guys treat it like that, where it's something to do on the side and. Mm-hmm. You know, but they're not. That's not what they're going to take out to dinner to show everybody, you know?
You're number five on the list.
Oh, okay.
Burst
his
bubble. Way to go, Sierra.
He's in the top. Googling that.
He's in the top 10.
True.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with these guys, you know? I mean, be out and proud, I say. It's not a bad thing. And I know there's lots of closet fatty lovers out there, because I get emails from guys all the time who think that I'm the girl in the pictures, and they want to fuck me really bad. And they want me to send them my underwear.
I just get this voice thing in my head that says, well, you know, I think it'd be great, but I'm a guy.
I've actually shot a couple of guys down. There was one guy that wrote in, and he just, I kind of got the impression that he was like mentally handicapped or something. So I didn't bait him along. I just said, look, friend, I think you got the wrong idea. I'm a guy. I take the pictures. I mean, the pictures are, you know, if you want to send a message to a specific one, I could forward that for you. But it's funny. Sometimes I just think it's all the same person, and I'm that person.
That's crazy, actually.
Yeah.
We get stuff like
that. I wish I was that person.
I
wouldn't go to work.
You'd never stop touching yourself.
True that. I'd spend a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Oh, you know what I want to mention? I was going through all the emails, you know, to find your number and everything to be able to call you tonight. And one of the things that you said was that you were catching up on the shows and that you enjoyed them, so thank you again. But you wished you were listening live when we were doing the What's Your Fetish show, because yours is...
Oh, yeah.
Your fetish is...
Cankles. I love big, fat, thick legs, and with cankles. They're so cute to me. I want to put my hands around them.
Wow. It just goes to show you, everyone loves something.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone out there.
Absolutely.
Cankles.
Yep. I have to agree. And again, I think there's a lot of them out there. They're just scared by what society tells them they have to like, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they need to come out of the fat closet and start enjoying life a little more.
Mm-hmm.
We should
invite, I'm with you there.
We should totally take a bunch of fat phobes to the bash this year. It'll be awesome.
Oh, man. Do you guys go to the bashes?
We're going this year for sure. We went last year as a guest of BBW.TV and of Jacob and Katie from Plush.
Oh, cool.
I was reading through the blogs or the forums yesterday. And their early registration completely sold, 400 automatically, boom, just like that. So there's going to be at least, just an early registration, 400 people there.
Yeah, I know one of them.
They bought out the entire Tuscany Suites.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going to be fat people everywhere.
And they're doing Pimp Your Scooters.
They're doing Pimp Your Scooters.
Awesome.
I have to get a scooter just for this, dude. I have to. I swear to God. I'm totally going to cruise through the Tuscany. I'm like, meet me. I'm going to put a little...
Oh, that'd be so hot. Yeah.
I want to put hydraulics on it so I can like bounce down the hallway on it. Fantastic.
Are you gonna be coming up for the bash, David?
I would love to. But that's July, right? It's hard for me to say at this point in time, but I sure would love to.
That's going to be great.
Well, let us know if you do, because we've usually got a couple of parties going on then, so...
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's keep in touch.
All righty.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Again, we're talking to David Kellett, a fatographer, F-A-T-O-G-R-A-P-H-E-R. I love that. And that's at bbwdeluxe.com. dk@bbwdeluxe.com if you want to email them. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your artwork with the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take another break, maybe.
Maybe. This one's music break, so all we need to do is just plug it into your phone or my phone. I don't have any Finnegan's Wake on here.
Finnegan's Wake?
Yeah, I think I have NEM on here, though.
No, I've got NEM, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
because my computer's in the shop. That's the other thing that happened this week.
That's right.
My USB port stopped working on my 2-month-old computer, and I had to send it back to the shop.
It was very jiggly when I tried to plug your phone in.
You said jiggly.
Like your boobs.
My boobies, they're jiggly. This lady is...
Too funny.
My boobies.
Playlist.
Where's any end project?
Boy, this is real good for the radio.
Right, isn't it? We're looking for music to play on the radio. Here we go, Nick Evans Mowry. Got it.
You got it? You got the plug over there somewhere, too.
I got it. Somewhere over here.
All right.
As soon as I don't have this plug... You chat amongst yourselves. What do you guys do for a living?
Well, I'm a graduate student right now, so I actually am teaching undergraduate students.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's very
cool. It's very cool.
I'm a grad student as well, and I'm a stripper here in town and a sex worker in various forms at various times, depending on what's going on.
That's great. Yes. Now, because we're radio, unless Silent Mike's going to put the camera on Jenny. It looks like the student. She looks like the perfect student. And you would never guess that she was a stripper at all. Because strippers are regular people, just like everybody else.
That's right.
Right?
That's true.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely beautiful. I love the glasses.
Thank you.
She has glasses. I don't know why she's not wearing them. She's got that very teacherly look when she wears them. It's very
sexy. Because I was tired when I walked out of the house, so I'm driving tired and without my glasses. It was awesome. I didn't realize it till I got here, and I was like... I'm going to kill someone on the road.
Awesome. How long have you been stripping for?
6 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even look that old.
Oh, thanks.
I figured like 22.
She's going to be like, I've been stripping for 6 months.
Years. And you like it?
Oh, well, I love
it. For doing it for 6 years, you must love doing it.
Have you been doing it legally for 6 years?
I have been doing it legally for six years, yeah. like any other service job, I mean, it has, up and down days. But yeah, I enjoy it very much. I enjoy the women I work with.
That's good. That's good. I actually have known quite a few
strippers.
Right. They tend to attend our church for some reason.
I don't know why.
Which is awesome.
They're just wondering, hi, I'm a stripper. That's awesome. Sit over there at the stripper's table.
Is it a Unitarian church?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
I'm on hiatus from stripping. I stripped for over 15 years, so that's...
Wow. Yeah. And see, you would never guess that either.
Well, thank you.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I raised my children on stripper cash, so...
Can't beat that.
I've had quite a few stripper friends, and I hear some of the stories that come out of there and how the drinking can get out of hand, and because, you
the
know...
drugs and the...
That's kind of more... pertinent for grad school, actually.
That's awesome. Yeah, I used to kind of date this guy who said many, many really horrible things about strippers, about how he'd never date a stripper. And then, of course, at the time he was saying all this, he was dating a stripper.
Yes.
And his biggest complaint about it was that they were always high and always doing drugs and always drunk or always doing something that was illegal and, dangerous. Or
well,
whatever.
That's not the story. The stories that I heard is that the clients want you to have a drink with them, so they'll buy bottles.
Yeah, that's true. And, that's definitely true. And some places actually have, you have to sell a minimum of drinks within a night. So you have an incentive to, or else you have to pay out extra money or, right. you know, so there's some really, yeah, there's some weird incentives on the whole alcohol.
Depends
thing
on where you're working
too.
Though, for
but
sure.
But it does depend on where you're
oh,
working.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I would guess uh-huh. it would depend on the,
yeah.
the establishment.
Absolutely.
I assume you haven't had any troubles like that at all.
No.
No.
I mean, I do like to drink.
Do you like to talk? Do you like to talk about where you strip at, or?
Yeah, I strip at the Platinum Club right next to the Tuscany.
Oh, nice!
Right next to the Tuscany.
Yeah. Send so, everybody over there.
I come over in your scooter.
That's
your
awesome.
Pimped out scooter.
My little pimped out scooter. I'm gonna put a sound great. System in the back with 12-inch subwoofers. That'd be awesome.
It's a cool. It's a really small, like divey bar kind of strip
I've heard
club.
That
it's cool.
I asked somebody one time. I was like, because they were big purveyors of the strip club scene. And I'm like, how nice is that strip club? How big is it? And he goes, it's about that big.
Yep.
That means all the shows are up close and personal.
Exactly.
Yes.
No more sitting in the corner for you, Silent Mike.
Now, do you, a couple of the strippers that were my friends participated in the contests, the strip-offs and the national, even the nationals and stuff. Do you do any of that?
I'm not that good.
No.
She gets up, takes it off, puts it back on, goes home. Yep.
Do you work the pole?
Not very well.
No.
Oh, I loved working. I loved working the pole. Yeah. I loved the pole. Yeah. I was very athletic in high school, so it kind of transferred over. You know, it's like, oh, athletic. You know, transfer over to be a stripper.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more of the like grab my boobs and go really slow kind of chick because that's pretty much all I can do.
Well, that's awesome, yeah. though. I mean. Everybody has different tastes.
Yes.
Right.
As we
yes.
learned from David and his cankles, right?
Mm, right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's great. But I love watching the women on the poles. I mean, because it is very acrobatic, mm-hmm. you know, very athletic. And she used to strip.
I did. I stripped for like
Wonderful.
6 months, 10 years ago. When I first got out of the Army, I had that rocking, like, I have been lifting weights for 3 years body. Mm-hmm. Like, I could, you know, I could do... standing push-ups or push yeah. my own body up with the full weight of my arms and stuff.
Okay.
I was disgustingly cut. So I'm like monkey climbing up the pole and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And, you know, I made a lot of money, but I got bored with it because, like, I'm dancing. And at first it was, like, really sexy and guys are like, oh. And I'm like, oh, well, these guys really like me. And then I found myself, you know, halfway through my routine going, shit, did I leave the coffee pot on when I left? And I was like, you know, it's time to get another job.
I don't know, but you do that in other jobs, though, too. You know what I mean? You kind of have to balance it out. Because I know I find sometimes I was having fun, and other times I'm going, okay, $10 more. How much more do I need for pay my bill this month?
Yeah.
Like, you know, right. Like, ching.
Wrap my thigh around this guy for an extra $5. Yeah. I got bored with it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of cool because, I mean, I do a lot of things by rote anyway, you know, my calligraphy,
mm-hmm.
the writing that I do. I just totally, I have TV going on in the background or audiobooks or something, and I'm just going at it. And then I forget to move away when it's a part where I'm going to cry.
And then you cry on your artwork.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
that,
you know, screws up the ink and everything. Because I'm not even thinking about it.
You can
it,
add
you know?
That to your art, though. You know?
Right.
Like, that's part of the emotion
could.
From the work. That'd be beautiful, yes.
Well, it's actually emotion from a Stephen King novel.
Which one?
I don't know. I was just throwing it out there.
Or integrate it in.
Or Ken Follett. Ken Follett's one of my favorites, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, ready for some NEM?
Are you up and ready to go? Because this always takes forever.
I am up and ready to go. We're going to start out the night with Now That I Found You.
Okay, go.
Because I think it's rather appropriate.
Go.
I'm going.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
The night is coming. Slap that hand on your knee. Don't waste no time, just answer. Come spend your night with me. You can tell everyone.
I'm so glad I found you.
You can tell everyone.
seasons changing. Go away. Bring love back from yesterday.
That was the NEM Project.
Local band.
Local band, Nick Evans Maori. You can find them on MySpace. Just go to MySpace and search for
NEM
Project. And Facebook, yes.
That's right.
Search for NEM Project. You listened to Now That I Found You, The Wildest Heart, and the song we faded out of was Might Be Right.
Right. Before we get started with Swap and Desiree Alliance, we have JD from Grotto Radio on the mic, and he's going to tell us about the Coat Drive.
All right. Well, unfortunately, the networking group that we were doing the drive for, which was going to go through Salvation Army, kind of canceled. However, I still want to do this drive, so I am still challenging all of the Vegas AllNet Radio team, any host here. It's $25 cash, whoever can come up with the most coats. And this also counts for anybody who wants to deliver coats out of state, send a receipt. I know one of your fans actually contacted me.
Awesome!
And said, if I send you or if I send the girls a scanned receipt, will that count? And I said, yes. So if you're out of state and you're listening to this on archive, by all means, donate a coat to your local charity. Does not have to be Salvation Army. But I'm going to continue with this coat drive. We're extending it out another week until December 21st. And then with help of Lions Club and Lions Pride Radio on our sister station, KLAV, we are actually going to take these coats downtown to the areas D Street, Main Street, wherever some of the homeless are, and we are actually going to hand them out personally.
That's awesome. So that is awesome.
I invite anybody, again, either through Curvaceous, either contact me, JD at Grotto Radio, contact the girls here at Curvaceous, however it works, get those coats to me by the 21st of December, because on the 22nd, John Williams, the host of Lions Pride Radio, and I and a few others are going to go down to these areas and actually pass out those coats.
That's so fantastic, JD. I think that's a wonderful thing that you're doing.
Yeah, well, I've got, you know, these are, Grotto Radio is becoming more advocacy and more service-oriented, and the ladies you have in here are, we're really big advocates of what they have to do, and also these coats, because, you know, it's getting cold, and I personally know that I'm maybe a month away from being one of those people on the street needing a coat in the middle of winter, so.
In this economy.
It's damp, so if, you know. Everybody's, you know, the saying was everybody's a paycheck away from being homeless. Well, that's becoming more and more true. So,
right.
So make sure by the 21st you get those coats to me somehow or through the girls and get them to me. And we can do that and we can make a few people a little happier. And we can actually, and if you want to help, contact me if you want to be part of the giving them out or if you have a group that you want to donate them to. By all means. And my email, if you want to get hold of me, is JD, and that's the letter J and the letter D, at grottoradio.com. And get a hold of me. Like I said, and if you're out of town, by all means, go to your local shelter, go to wherever, and go from there. You know, send us a scanned receipt, and that will count to whatever group. I haven't talked to the VIP, but I am going to pass that on to them, and I will be posting that on Grotto Radio as well. So cool. Get out there and do this coat drive. It's important.
Turn it on. Thank you very much, JD.
It's interesting working that side of the board, isn't it?
I know.
All right, I'm out of here.
All right. Thank you, JD.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on VegasAllNetRadio.com.
The final frontier of free speech.
You can get all our archives over on our website, SinCityBounty.com. We are on iTunes. We are on archive.org. We have a blog spot, which is where iTunes pulls us from, and that's at CurvaceousBounty.blogspot.com. So you can find us there. And we have on the phone with us Susan Lopez, who's going to talk to us about the Desiree Alliance swap and the event coming up on the 17th, along with Jenny and Jennifer. Susan, are you there?
Yep, I sure am.
There she is.
Hi, Susan. Good. Hi, Jen and Jen.
Oh, you sound horrible.
I know. I empathize with, who was it, Calypso, that called it earlier?
And we thank you very much for not coming in, too.
Absolutely.
All right, so why don't we start off with you telling us about this event on the 17th?
Okay, so what we're having is it's a memorial that we have every year on December 17th around the world, and it's to commemorate the lives of people who have been killed because they were sex workers or disappeared and then found or whatnot. And it happens on the 17th of December because that was the day that Gary Leon Ridgway, who was the Green River Killer, got sentenced for killing upwards of, I think he was convicted of something like 40 women, but there's evidence to suggest that he's killed way beyond 100.
48 is what he was convicted of, but yeah.
48, yeah.
That's a lot of killings.
Yeah, that's a lot of killing. He got away with it because they were prostitutes.
Right.
Yeah, it was over a 20-year period as well, so it was a long period of time.
That's still a lot of people over 20
absolutely.
Years.
But yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying over the long period of time, that's a long period of time that nobody did anything.
Cared.
You know?
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. So he did get away with it, and that's, you know, one of the reasons that we bring attention to this issue, because, you know, people just feel like sex workers are disposable, and that's an unacceptable opinion. So we have to change that. And that's why we do this. And we gather together in different cities around the world, like I said. And we do poetry readings, vigils. There are many different creative ways that people commemorate the day. And but one of the things that we typically have in common is we do some kind of a vigil, a march, or a walk or something with red umbrellas. Red umbrellas has become the symbol for international sex worker rights.
So what is your definition, or what is the project's definition of a sex worker?
A sex worker can be anybody who uses their sexuality to profit, and that could be anybody from, for instance, somebody who poses for a nude men's magazine, phone sex operator, all the way to somebody who has sex on film, in porn films, for instance, or somebody who's an exotic dancer. Excuse me, goodness. Or an escort, maybe erotic body work person.
So basically anyone who uses their body for profit.
In a sexual way, right. An athlete wouldn't be a sex worker even if they use their body for profit.
Not technically.
And many
I
of
guess.
Us would like that. If you athletes I could think of, I'd pay for some. I was listening to your conversation earlier on the strippers, and, you know, I'm down with you. Although I prefer the men at Sapphire myself, because I found that the men at Olympic Art, at least back in the day when I could afford to go to these establishments, the men at the Olympic Garden tended to be more than not gay, which I love gay men, but I'm not attracted to them because they're not attracted to me. So I kind of need that mutual synergy going on there.
Well, I don't think we've had the opportunity to check out the Sapphire yet.
No, we haven't, but that's
it's on our list.
I didn't even know they had male dancers.
Let me tell you something, and they have a VIP room.
Ooh.
And let me tell you something. You just bring your money and you can have a real good time. I've had some very, very good times there.
I know that we've had the offer to go to the Palomino Club where they have male strippers there.
Oh, do they have? Oh my God, we've got to go.
I believe they're totally nude there.
Ooh. Yeah, I think they are too. But I've heard
So there, it's my birthday present. Can we do that?
Yay, let's go. Let's
do it.
Yay, Palomino Club.
Daddy, we're on it. Let's go.
Oh, yes.
That'd be awesome.
And then we can go across the street. Jerry's not going to have the best prime rib in the city.
Right?
I'm down for that. Sign me up.
Go work up the appetite. Go eat.
That'd be awesome. That's fantastic.
So do you find... Do you have a lot of opposition at all, or do most people just get on board? Because, I mean, we were talking outside during our little break, and how a lot of people, especially males, a lot of their first time was with a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And that's also a cultural thing. There are many cultures who it's traditional to have a first time with a prostitute.
And yes. But the stigma has grown, I know, over the years it has grown to where now... just like you said, sex workers are kind of disposable, but do you get a lot of opposition when you're going out trying to rally for your cause?
We typically not at our events, but we do get people who oppose us very vehemently. Yes. And people you wouldn't expect, people who I would have expected to be our allies. When I was a young green student, stripper. I was a stripper for 15 years like Jennifer Reed was. But when I was a young green student and stripper, I just had always considered myself a feminist, so I just never even imagined in a million years that feminists would not be down with my cause. And so when I went to Berkeley and discovered that feminists are a good percentage of feminists hate me because they consider me a traitor to the gender. Yeah. It felt like somebody had thrown a ton of bricks on my face. It was an awful feeling. Yeah, we do get opposition. It's very vehement. There's a concerted effort to eliminate the sex industry from the planet, which, mm-hmm. you know, good luck if penguins do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep.
So, but anyway, they want to eliminate the sex industry from the planet, and they think that we're traitors because we are supporting the patriarchal idea that women's bodies should be available for men's consumption. But what these women fail to acknowledge is the fact that there are just, you know, huge industries for male escorts and male sex workers, you know, who serve other men and women, and transgender escorts and sex workers who serve every market. So I think their arguments fall short when, you know, because what you'll typically read is that prostitution is inherently harmful to women. Well, how is a man having sex with another man for money harmful to me?
Right.
And so, yeah, so there's a huge opposition in that sense. And then there's also the people who are moralists and just think that it shouldn't be done. So the feminists have gotten in bed with the religious purists, and they have a very interesting little bed partner situation going on there.
I don't consider myself a feminist too much because I like doing womanly stuff, and I like the men to take out the garbage and kill the bugs.
Right.
You know,
that doesn't make you not a feminist.
Right. There are different kinds of feminists.
Right. Yes, I understand the gender roles. I know that I can't lift that big ass box. So, honey, please lift the box. You know, or get something off the top shelf.
Here's my jar of pickles.
Right. Exactly.
I'm down with that too. I love having my door open for me. What is the definition of a feminist? Is something like the radical notion that women are people.
Yeah.
That's, really. That's what a feminist is. Somebody who thinks that women should be considered people.
And be respected equally. You know, that's really about.
In the 21st century, we're still 75 cents on the dollar.
Right.
For every man's earned dollar, we earn 75 cents. Or is it 78 cents now?
My point was... I think it's just the way you wrap your mind around it, because I believe that any woman who wants to prostitute her body or strip for a living or do webcamming or any of that,
porn.
They are taking power over their own body.
Absolutely. My body, my choice. That's part of our motto.
Right?
Well, yes.
And they're using everything that they've got, everything, because to be in business for yourself, you have to have a good mind.
Yes.
So you have to be kind of smart, at least, to do what you do and not get caught up in what we were talking about earlier, the drugs and the alcohol and everything like that. So you're using your mind, you're using your assets to make a really good living for yourself. And just like you said, you raised your kids on stripper dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that that is one of the most empowering things in the world for a woman.
I think so as well. I think that's part of the issue. And from another side of it, though, is that there is a big power dynamic going on as well, that women can take back a lot of power if they realize that – getting feedback here.
It's
okay. But, yeah, women can take back a lot of power if they realize the power they have in their bodies.
Right.
Instead of being the only way you can use your body is in a marriage market, you know. So
we interviewed Jezebel Jolie, who is a BBW webcam model, and does BBW Yummy Puff do that too?
No. She's just a blogger.
But we were talking to some BBW ladies, and one of the things that helped them feel better about the way that they looked in their body was to be able to do that for themselves.
Yes.
To put it on display and have people give them accolades for how they looked. And it's one of the ways that they...
I think Barb Brentz wrote a book. It was Alexa. Alexa, what's your name? Alexa. I want to say Alexa Roberts, who wrote the book Mustang Ranch. Brothel.
Oh, right.
Anyway, she wrote the book Brothel, and it was about she had gone to spend time at one of the ranches, and she said that overwhelmingly what she got back from the people that she interviewed during her time living at the brothel and interviewing the sex workers was that they had increased sense of self-esteem from their job.
Exactly.
But I mean, if you get told by every single person you dance for every single night how beautiful you are, I mean, and while you take it with a grain of salt, because their little penises are hard, so they're going to tell you anything you want to hear, or anything they think you want to hear, or they're going to feel that way because their little penises are hard. So a tree could be standing in front of them. But the point is that that's really hard not to let it affect your self-esteem, and you feel pretty good.
Right.
But it can work the other way as well, can it, Jennifer? Jennifer and Jenny.
Yeah, it can work both ways, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by that? It can work both ways. What's the other way?
Well, men can be very mean to you.
Yes. Oh,
I was in Greece once, I was dancing for a guy in Greece, and he literally had me dance for him. Out of all the other... I was dancing with all these women from Russia, and they all looked like they had just jumped off of a James Bond movie screen. They were... stunning. And so I was dancing for this guy, and this guy was like, and I could tell that the only reason he got me to dance for him was because I was the only American there. And it was like I was a bug. He wanted to see what the American bug could do, like I was some kind of like a circus freak or something. And he just looked at me and he kind of, he said, you know, your face is beautiful, but like your body,
<laughs> it's awful.
Wow.
What an ass monkey.
You do I know. Some people that come in and, I don't know, it seems like they want to torment. They want to torment you as well. But I think that's part of trying to take your power away from you.
Right.
Exactly.
For having your bodies. I mean, I remember a guy come into a club one time and just looking at all of us and got up and started screaming, none of you are tens. None of you are perfect tens. Oh my God. Why would I pay any of you for anything? And I'm looking, and all of a sudden I look at him and I'm like, why don't you look in the mirror? You know, like at least brush your teeth. I mean, come on, you know. I mean,
yeah,
so
really.
You've met my ex-husband.
Oh. Wow. Well, now I was reading the details on your march, and you're starting out at the Erotic Heritage Museum.
Mm-hmm. At 6 o'clock, we're starting to paint signs,
and that's this Friday.
Yes,
that's right. And then we're going to have poetry readings, and then we read out the list of names of people who have died since last year's memorial. And then we go on a march down to the Strip with our red umbrellas.
I think that's great. I want to be there.
That's cool. You'll have to be. I'll be sleeping.
Yeah.
Great.
I think that would just, I've seen the pictures of your umbrellas, just the graphics on them, or it's just a wonderful symbol, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, and yeah. I would love to see all the red umbrellas going down the road. So.
That'd be cool. Take pictures for me.
Oh, I will. I will. Can you give us the information, the websites, and where people can take a look and see what they need to do and help out and all that stuff?
Well, you can go to swapusa.org, SWOPUSA.org, and that'll give you all information for the United States. And then we also, for particularly Las Vegas, it's swap-lv.org, SWOP-lv.org, and that'll give you specific information for Las Vegas events.
Okay. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I had to mute my phone because I was dying with a coughing fit.
That's okay. Thank you for not coming in.
Thank you for having me on the phone.
But we definitely want to have you back because we love porn, the porn industry, porn and sex. We love everything about it if you listen to the show
wonderful.
At all. So we would love to have you come back maybe on a lighter note or to do more advocacy because that would be great too because it's something that I'm impassioned about, especially about the slavery market. I'm totally against slaves. And slavery is huge today, as it was back in the day. And a lot of those slaves are sex workers.
Well,
that's a misperception.
That's another issue. And it's something we like to speak to because trafficking of people and sex work is conflated as being the same thing.
Right.
And what's being found in the actual numbers is that the overwhelming amount of people that are trafficked are not trafficked for sex work. They are trafficked for agricultural work. They are trafficked for other service industry work, domestic labor. It's a very much smaller percentage that's trafficked for sex, but that's used against sex workers to make us all sound like we're victims and to try to eradicate sex work just generally. So it's really problematic.
Right. But even though those that are in the forced to be sex slaves are being abused just as much.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so. And we don't want to take away from that.
It's unacceptable.
You know? Right.
Absolutely.
Unacceptable. But the way they're going about it is doing harm to them specifically as well as to the greater percentage of sex workers who do it consensually.
Yes.
They're not really doing a lot of good, unfortunately. And right now there's a lot of academic research coming out saying that anti-trafficking policy is actually very anti-immigrant and harmful to people who might actually be trafficked.
Then we need to fix that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we're definitely working on that.
Yes.
All right, well,
thank you. But we would love to be on your show
again.
I love what you ladies stand for.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we stand for some pretty awesome shit.
You do?
What
yes,
is
you
going
do.
On with you?
I've got a very full ego today.
I see. Just say thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. We hope to have you on again soon when you're not so sickly.
Thank you. Thank you guys, too.
All
Take
right.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Susan.
All right, we're going to try the break again with our commercials.
See if that works again.
Yeah, we're going to see if that works. I'm going to play like a bunch of them. So
I can always just, if it doesn't work, I can always just sit here and weep and beg people to adopt dogs.
I was going to play that one.
Or were you going to play that one? Thanks. Because I'm on my period, so I cry.
Yeah.
A lot.
Hey, this is Chris, one of the hosts of In the Sausage Factory, right here on VegasAllNetRadio.com. Have you ever thought about hosting your own radio show like we do every Saturday morning? Well, if you want to be the next big radio star, give me a call at 702-796-1230. My extension is 203. That's Chris. Remember, Chris, extension 203. We have a time slot with your name on it just waiting for you.
Sierra from the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, urging you to adopt, not shop. There are hundreds of thousands of animals out there looking for homes, and you could be their next forever home. Visit your local animal shelter today to find your next family member.
This is Alexia,
Calypso,
and Sierra,
the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City,
a no-holds-barred show on VegasAllNetRadio.com
about dating, love, life, and sex.
Tune in Sundays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Are you brave enough?
The Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City. Visit us at sincitybounty.com.
Do you go running and screaming down the street every time you see someone wearing a pentagram? Do you really believe that witches should be burned? Do you want to believe that Easter and Christmas were originally Christian holidays? Ho, ho, ho. If so, then you'll want to be far away from the computer every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific. Grotto Radio, the show that pagans listen to.
In a world turned upside down by relentless attacks on common sense and American values, a voice for progressives is needed now more than ever. The Sausage Factory aims to be a part of the national voice of common sense and progressive, that is, American values. Welcome to the world of politics and life. Are you ready to see how they're made? Join Derek Washington, Laura Martin, and Chris Miller every Saturday morning at 10 for the Sausage Factory, right here on VegasAllNetRadio.com.
M's on air. Hello! Yes, I can crunch my M&M's on air, just so you all know.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, I do. And I'm on my period, I'm allowed to eat chocolate.
So, during the break, we got into this real deep conversation. I wanted to come back, and we were talking about Craigslist. And they just took off all the sex worker ads off the Craigslist, and Jennifer got really excited. So I said, let's talk about it on air. So tell us what you were telling us.
The adult service provider section was just taken down from Craigslist under the guise of that there's a lot of trafficking of children going on Craigslist. And there is some of that going on, and we would never try to diminish that or say that that's okay. But the largest percentage of what's being sold on the adult service provider section or being made available is consensual adult providers. Right. And really the fact that it was just, you know, let's take this down completely under the guise of it's trafficked children. I mean, because we, you know, we definitely want to protect children. Anybody that says, oh no, we don't want to protect children, I mean, that's right. Problematic. So, you know, they will bring in this narrative of, oh my gosh, there's all these children that need saves. We need to shut this down. And what it does is it really shuts down an avenue for a lot of consensual sex providers to be able to sell their services. So it's very problematic because we can't say, oh no, you can't go, you know, like I said, you can't go, oh, you can't protect children because everybody's for protecting children. But as soon as a consensual sex provider will say you shouldn't shut down adult services, it's then, oh, you are against children and against children being protected. Right. So it's really a really hard issue to talk about. And I believe that's why Craigslist got bullied into,
right,
you know, into shutting down their section. And they haven't done that in any other country that had their sections up. They just said, we're going to pull it from the United States because we're going to, you know, we're not even going to deal with the kind of backlash we're getting in this country. And we're supposed to be this free country. And wow, we're so not in so many ways.
It would have been better than just dealing with the hassle.
Right. And that's exactly. And it's like, yeah, if we can hassle them enough and push this narrative of, oh, you're being so horrible by, you know, providing this way to hurt children, you know, then what are people going to do? They're, oh, we'll shut down the whole thing and right. hurt a lot of, you know, and create a lot more violent space for sex workers that are consensual sex workers. Because if they don't have a space to advertise, you know, that's actually more safe because you can screen clients that, you know, through right. that and so forth. So now, you know, consensual sex workers are pushed more into these dark corners and mm-hmm. they're less safe.
Right.
So it's a really difficult problem here. It is.
Not I'm such the devil's advocate, but some of those consensual sex workers are illegal because in the Clark County, you're not allowed to sell sex for money.
Oh, all of them are illegal right. unless you're working in a brothel.
Right. Do you think that comes into it, a lot of the morality play, the narrative that to be able to shut down these things like we were talking about, the trafficking laws and things like that? Do you think a lot of that plays into it? Is just people's morality being projected onto these
things? Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. And the puritanical kind of morality that we still have in this country, big time. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But even if it is illegal, they still need protection.
Yes, absolutely. And part of what our organization does, we are rallying for decriminalization of prostitution. So,
right.
you know, in a much bigger place. And I think that would actually, and studies from other countries where they have decriminalized sex work and
right.
prostitution, there is less violence against the sex workers because
right.
now you have a partnership with the police so that you are able, you know, you're able to report if a customer is, you know, violent towards you because you're in a legal business now, you know. So.
How do you feel about those that want to legalize it as long as it's regulated by the government?
It's better than nothing, but it's not what yeah. we stand for.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the idea is that if you regulate it, it's going to be safer and you can regulate the services provided. You can, relegate women's bodies in certain ways. And I think it was a city in Australia, New South Wales and Queensland. One was decrim, one was legalization. And the idea was they were going to do these studies and find that legalization prevented STD transmissions and things like that, and that the brothels would be cleaner and the women would be happier and safer. And what they found over and over again doing these studies is that the area where they had decrim, actually less STD transmission, more prostitutes, but less STD transmission, safer work environments. And because the idea is that when you allow people to have consensual sex, they're going to relegate themselves in some way. And having it necessary that everyone gets an STD check and really look over their bodies as if, you know, it hurts.
Right.
Well, I mean, a prostitute, if that's their business, they're going to want to use a condom in
right.
order
right.
to stay in business. And it's also problematic in a legal way that women are forced to take these health tests, and then but their customers aren't. I mean, the customers aren't going to possibly have an STD. Only the woman has, you know,
right.
the women are the vectors of disease as the prostitute, you know, and
right.
the men don't have to be tested. That's a problem as well.
Right.
And again, when you only have a legalized system, it does push a lot of sex workers into the dark corners where they're not protecting themselves too. So it's better than, you know, prohibition, which is what we have right now in
right.
most of the country. That's awful, but still decrim would be the best.
Decrim basically just says that any sex that takes place between two consensual adults, you know, the state has no business in it, whether it's for money or for pleasure or for whatever it's for. As long as it's two consensual adults, the state has no business
exactly.
making any kind of regulation around it.
Or multiple adults.
Yes, absolutely.
We've been there.
Right? Once or twice. Except I didn't get paid for it. What the fuck am I doing wrong here?
Exactly.
Hey, I think I bought you McDonald's.
Oh, that's how you pay a fat girl for sex? You buy her food?
It's like... I cooked him breakfast.
But it's also a matter of profits too. It's where are the profits going?
Right.
So I mean, if a woman, you know, wants to say, okay, I would rather work, like, say, in a brothel where they're doing the advertising and, you know, and they're the protection and that sort of thing, I mean, I think that's fine, but I don't think that should be forced. If somebody
right.
wants to be an independent contractor and take those responsibilities for, you know, for doing ads for their own services and all of that sort of thing, she shouldn't be forced to have to split her profits with a brothel if she wants to be an independent contractor. It's like, oh, we're protecting somebody, you know, we're protecting this woman. She needs protection by, you know, having to provide this brothel or this outlet. And in a lot of ways, it's really I don't know. I think it's problematic that you, because the woman then splits her money half with the place that she's, right, you know, doing business. So, I mean, if you want that, that's great, but I don't think it should be forced that way.
Right.
Well, I'm gonna argue with you guys here on this point for a minute, because I'm all down for legalizing all kinds of things that are illegal right now, including prostitution. But I'm a big, like, tax the hell out of it kind of person, because mm-hmm. this government needs money.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you legalized it, obviously the government would profit from that by having to require you to license yourself and because you have to create a business to operate a business to make a profit from anything you do, and, you know, business licensing and all that other kind of licensing fees that you would have to pay to do that. But then on top of that, I'm okay with them requiring them to have a physical health examination once a year. Most people who work in some sort of health-related service industry, their employer, or in some cases their state governments, require them to. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not a sex worker, if you're a doctor at a hospitals, most state governments require you to get a full medical examination, including an STD test.
Yes.
And so, like, I don't see, like, I understand the whole, ooh, you're making me get a test, you know, you don't trust me to be, you know, safe or whatever, or to you're mandating, legally mandating the use of my body or whatever. But I'm okay with it, because if I went to go be a nurse or a phlebotomist or anything else like that, I would be required by the state law to have those same tests done. And I'm in a much less high-risk situation than a sex worker would be in. Not saying that they're going to be risky business going on there and all kinds of unprotected sex, because let's face it, I don't want to be pregnant. I don't want to be a pregnant prostitute, even though I'd probably make a shit ton of money doing that.
Well, you kind of have two issues. You kind of have two issues that you're speaking to. One is the issue of taxation, and then the second one is relegation of bodies. And I think if I could speak to the former first, New Zealand just put out a study. They've had decriminalization for 5 years now, and they have found that their women paying into taxes, paying taxes, has gone up like 50%. So they're not regulating it in the way that brothels do. It's not a brothel paying a tax. It's just people who are independent contractors paying much higher taxes because they're making a lot more money.
Right.
And independent contractors are required to pay a higher percentage of income tax as well. So they're taking in double the income tax that they were taking in New Zealand once they decriminalized, not legalized, but decriminalized.
Yeah, absolutely. The government is definitely benefiting from having decriminalized that. And mm-hmm. then, you know, on top of that, you do have to, in the United States at least, you have to have a license to be an independent contractor in any field you work in.
Or a business.
If you make over a certain amount of money.
Yeah, if you make over a certain amount of money. But let's face it, if you were a legal prostitute in the state, you would probably make a shit ton of money.
And depending on how often you work, I know a lot of women that work part-time, like they work on the side, they work a regular job, and they do that a couple days a week, so it would depend, you know?
Mm. Right. So, And then
the latter issue is relegating bodies, and we probably just have a different opinion about that.
Yep. It, everyone does have a different opinion about that. Like,
I think it would depend on how it was done, because I mean, it's one thing if it's the standard 1 year, I understand like every year having some kind of test or whatever, but what is it here? Like, it's every month or
it's every week.
At the brothels.
Really?
Yeah.
That's in my opinion is a little ridiculous. I don't think they need to be STD tested every week.
Well, and you have to pay for it.
Right.
You have to
pay,
the woman has to pay for the test.
Yeah.
As part of her,
You made mention, you know, they don't regulate the guys, the customers, the Johns, or the females, you know, that are Johns or whatever.
Right.
James. But technology, the way it is, I don't see why you can't do a blood test. You know, you can't stick somebody with a needle and go,
yeah, you could.
Okay, you're clean. All right, we can have sex.
It's entirely plausible. Uh-huh. It's very expensive, so whoever is doing that would have to, like, really invest in something like that. But
right, but that's what it's being expected, that the women are going to invest in that as the prostitute, but they don't expect the clients to invest in that to have the experience.
So, and I'm definitely all for this, but I do think that some of this comes from these cultural narratives that we have about prostitutes as being, like you said, these kind of vessels of disease. And I mean, that's a problem too. That's part of the whole cultural stigma that we have against sex workers.
Yeah, and that women, you know, women's stuff's not all on the outside. It's up in there and it's all mysterious. We don't know what she's got, you know? So it's,
Well, I think a lot of that comes from having multiple partners, and who knows what the sailor brought with them when he stopped in this port.
Well, but we've never critiqued the sailors. We've always critiqued the women.
No, so. You're absolutely right.
But generally, it's through no fault. Aside from actually having sex with the guy, it's through no fault of a sex worker's. It's not the sex worker's fault generally that they've contracted an STD. It's usually because of faulty reporting from their partner at the time.
Honestly, and, more STDs has been found that sex workers get, more STDs that they have gotten have been from their intimate partners outside of the sex work business. And part of the reason for that is that it was, you know, when that got studied more, was it was found that part of the way that a sex worker often will try to differentiate between customer and intimate partner is not to wear a condom then.
Yeah.
So then it becomes problematic because they're more likely to get an STD from an intimate partner. So.
Damn you, boyfriends.
Damn you, Silent Mike.
No. Silent Mike's nice.
Silent Mike's nice. He's clean. Squeaky.
But he did say we could go get tested if I wanted.
Yeah. I don't think you guys have to worry about that.
You don't have to do that in Vegas if you want to get married, huh?
No, you don't have to. Don't have to submit to a blood test. Yeah.
That's true. So you can get married very easily in this city.
But yeah,
and divorced.
And divorced. Well,
that all depends.
It's expensive, but it's easy. I mean, it's pretty quick.
It costs four times. It's four times more expensive to get divorced in this city than it is to get married. It costs you $50 to get married in the city, and at least $300 to get divorced.
Do you know what I learned today? Not today, but this week from Veterans in Politics. What
did you learn today?
$25 of every marriage license fee goes towards domestic violence.
Really?
The domestic violence programs.
Well, that's good.
You get the tie?
Yes, I do. I'm paying for my own lawyer when I beat the crap out of my husband later. Thank God I'm divorced. I was going to kill that guy at one point or another. I swear to God.
We have to tell that story one of these days.
Yeah,
how he abandoned you. Didn't even tell you that it was leaving.
Right.
Packed up everything and just disappeared.
All of our friends knew before I did.
Right.
Awesome.
Crazy.
The original douchebag.
Did you see I added some names to my part of the list?
I did.
My part
I saw
of the
that.
Dick list.
I saw that.
Like the Horses in Africa guy, which I think I've talked about on this show.
I don't think you've talked about Horses in Africa guy.
That was...
I know we've talked about it. Have you ever heard the story about the Horses in Africa guy? Well, have you heard it on the show? You think so? Well, I don't think so.
But we did get an email from a gentleman named Will, who wrecks buildings for a living. Which is freaking hot, right? And he listens to us on his iPod while he's at work, wrecking buildings. Again, at work.
Why do you people listen to us at work? We have got to be a serious distraction. We do phone sex and erotica, and we read poetry, and we talk about penises and vaginas and hookers. And so, yet you listen to us at work.
So I wanted to read this email because it talks about one of his weirdest dates ever.
Already then.
Okay. I'm not sure if it was my worst date because he did get laid.
For most guys, that generally makes it a good date.
It was the strangest in his year and a half long single life after 10 years of marriage and being with the same wonderful woman for 12 years. The very first date after he split with his wife and also his first dating site hookup.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, internet stories are always the worst, right?
Always the best.
Well, as far as stories go, right? So he says, quote, "We emailed, texted, and talked a few times and decided to meet for a date. I drove for an hour or so in the snow and cold to meet her near where she lived. I pulled up next to her. She rolls down the window, and all I can smell is booze. She's cute.
I think I've met her before.
She's cute, but about half wasted and is dropping F-bombs and cussing about everything.
Oh, which... I think I am that girl.
It's not a big deal. I ride bikes, wreck buildings for a living, and generally can raise some hell, so it wasn't offensive, just more white trash than ladylike, for sure.
Yeah, fuck off.
It was my first date with another woman in 12 years. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's go have a drink. Go get some dinner, see what happens. She was cheap entertainment, nice curves, touching me. Even I can see she wants to get laid. Nice.
All right.
All of a sudden, I can see the rum hitting her. She gets quieter. Her head hangs a bit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is she passing out? That's awesome.
I get her out of there, pour her into my Jeep, and sit there talking for a minute. I see her fumbling around, and I was thinking she wants the window open. Fuck no. She needs the door open to purge. Again, are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck do I do? It's late. There's 4 inches of brand new snow on the road. It's snowing, blowing cold as hell, and I got this fucked up chick hanging out of my Jeep puking. I couldn't just throw her in a car and say good luck. I didn't want her to get hurt or end up in jail. So we went across the street to a hotel.
It so sounds like something I've done before.
The room was approximately only 45 degrees to avoid spending money heating an empty room. It fucking sucked. She goes straight to the bathroom and assumes the position. I don't even get undressed and I crawl into the blankets and fall asleep. About 4 a.m., she wakes me up, naked, and ready to fuck.
Right on.
Hell yeah, game on, he says. First new pussy in 12 years. I want to taste her. I want to get her off. I want to see her move, hear her breathe, have some fun. It was fun, but I think I got carried away fucking her. I couldn't stop. Flipped her this way and that way. I think that was you.
I think it was.
I've heard the story before. Flipped her this way, then that way. Went down on her more than once. Seemed like she liked it. And after an hour or so, she said she had got off a couple of times and then asked me if I was going to come or not.
It really does sound like me.
So that was the end of it. Don't think she ever had more than a quick lay ever. Didn't know how to enjoy anymore. I'm 6 foot, 270, and work hard for a living. She took a good pounding that night, and I'm sure she didn't walk right for a day. Or two. Oh, those are the best ones, right? When you remember them the 2 days after?
Yeah. Dude, I've got a quickie story for you okay. As soon as we're done there.
It was fun, but not that much. It was fun, but not that much fun. Some ladies know how to enjoy sex more than others. Then she wants a ride to her car in the dark and cold, snowy shit, at whatever time it was in the morning. Sure, why not? I drop her off and went back to bed. I think I scared her. I never heard back from her again.
Bang the fuck out of her.
That's right. First time in 12 years, right?
Right.
He says, I'm glad I found the show. I listened to them on my iPod while wrecking buildings. You ladies give me some of the best laughs I've had in a long time. Thanks for the fun. And I even learn something every now and then. Later, Will.
We're just educators for the masses.
Thank you so much, Will. That was wonderful. I love the story. I love the stories like that.
Think of me next time you're pounding into a wall.
Sierra would like this. Bam!
She sure would. Anyway. So I was literally, I just got sent a message from some dude on Facebook. I don't even know who he is, but he's a fan of mine on Facebook. And he goes, hello. And I'm like, hello. And he goes, how is Vegas? And I said, awesome as usual. Actually, I said usual and too many S's. And he said, shame we didn't meet up when I was over. And I said, yeah, whatever. And he's like, so single? And I said, not really, kind of seeing someone. And it says, so-and-so is offline.
Oh.
No, you cocksucker, I am not laying you.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was. Happens every time. I think nobody ever actually reads my profile on this thing.
No, I don't think they do. Internet dating is the worst. Now, you ladies are both single, but you're not dating right now.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh.
Oh. Alrighty then. Are you seeing someone?
I recently started dating my husband. Yeah, he asked me to be his girlfriend yesterday. It was really cute.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I just threw up. I understand how you girls feel now.
It's so sweet. It's disgusting. You got to throw it back up again. That's awesome. How long have you guys been married?
6 months. Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah, but we weren't dating when we got married, so now we're, like, officially dating.
What?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Why did you get married?
Well, we're not sure.
Now, wow. This is what I was trying to get at, is where did you meet him?
He's in our program, our grad program.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So it wasn't off the internet?
No.
Was this like a drunken debacle night?
You could say that.
It really wasn't.
Woke up married?
Wasn't. No, it wasn't. She would like to pretend it is, but it wasn't.
Wow. We need to get you back on here. I want to hear this story. We don't have enough time.
I know. We've only got like a minute and a half.
All right. Well, we definitely want to get you guys back on here with Susan in studio and not hacking her lungs out at us.
Yes. Awesome.
Get with Alexia, she'll schedule that. And yeah. We'd like to thank you both for coming down, and
definitely.
We had a blast having you in here.
Thanks.
Thank you for having
us.
The show is wonderful.
Thank you to Susan and David both for calling in and talking to us about their respective things that they do. The fatographer and our swap
please
leader.
Go visit his website, bbwdeluxe.com, and take a look at some of the pictures. They're just absolutely beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
And then some of the articles he has on there, references to In reference to other BBW things that are going on, like the Ruby doll and the
yeah.
the portly Barbie that they have on there. It's
that's
adorable.
Why the Ruby doll. That's why I shop at the Body Shop, just so you know. I love the Body Shop. I shop there a lot.
Very cool.
That's a Body Shop ad. Anyway.
We wanted to mention Plush is not happening this month.
No.
And Juanita doesn't have anything going on this month because I checked her site as well.
It's so, holiday month. I wouldn't expect right. anyone.
Plush is going to be having their next Plush nightclub at the Alexis Park on January 15th.
Be there or be skinny.
Oh, no, please come if you're skinny because I like skinny girls, too. I like them all.
I do, too.
Yeah. And actually, there were a lot of girls there that weren't big at all, and they were beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And the men ratio to women ratio was yes. pretty damn even last time, so.
Yeah, you really got to get lucky. Like I did.
That's right. That's right. You met back up with Cali Guy at a Plush.
I did
so.
meet back up with him at Cali.
Sweet.
So please join us out there. More than likely, we'll be broadcasting from there again as normal. And I'm going to try and get a hold of Juanita. I know she's back east for the holidays. So I'll talk to her when she comes back out, or I'll send her an email and see when her next event is.
Awesome. Thank you to Silent Mike. And thank course. You to Vegas Allnut Radio. Thank you to JD.
Yes, and get those coats in so we can get our $25 and we'll give it back to you somehow. Because that's what we do.
We'll buy a bottle of Jack and do a show drunk. That's what we do.
Perfect.
You guys love it when
you
we do
what?
That.
We'll get some of those strippers in here.
That's right. We'll get a stripper or two in here.
Ooh, we've gone over time, but that's all right.
All right, whatever.
A couple things I wanted to mention. There's some huge parties coming up. Club Catalina has been open for 3 years. They're in San Diego. They're having their first New Year's party at the Skybox Sports Grill. So go check them out. Just go to Club Catalina. Just Google Club Catalina. Of course, Club Bounce is always has a great party. They also have a Santa Claus party coming up. I think that this is this weekend as well. You can sit on Santa's lap. Club Catalina's naughty and nice party where you can sit on Santa's lap and don't say anything when something pops up.
I love Santa.
And then if you're on the East Coast, DC NAFA is having their annual New Year's Eve gala December 31st. That's from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Laurel West. And just type in NAFA and you can type in DC and you can get all the information on that. So I wanted to mention those. There's a lot of parties going on. We don't know what we're doing yet.
Nope.
Nope, probably a private party. That's what we did last year.
Yeah, I think that's what we should
and
do again.
And it was nice. But I know next year I want to have a big Curvaceous Bounty gala.
Oh, we will next year for sure. Big, yeah. huge gala. Yeah. With ball gowns and everything.
All right. Let me get the movie music set up. Let's. This is Alexia.
This is Sierra and Calypso Ozowsk.
Right. And this is...
Jenny.
And Jennifer.
And that was Silent Mike.
Right. We'll be back next week, and we'll see you then.
Stay safe and fuck often.
Well, my girl got the sweetest pussy. Nestles in her lap. Be the first to admit and won't stroke that kid and fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and a purring gives me cause to pause. Pretty kitty boo, watch out for those claws. Man, I'm calling out, yeah, kitty, kitty. While I'm the one that's ready to pounce. How could such a cute puss be so dangerous? It's a naughty thought that counts. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty boo, watch out for those claws. Well, Kev, you can't wear Susie Cattail, have a little say. I'll refuse it and you lose it. Do you think it's back to drink with catnip? Man, I'm we'll be right back.
Cause my basic needs, I love them hairless and pain.